ואין דף סמך עמד בייס, תנא רבונן תפי ליינס פום דברם. פוסק סז בי דה מלדה אס קספך לאי סיטן לאי בנשך, ומרביס לאי סיטן אוך לכו. So there's an Iser Neshech by Kesef. There's an Iser Marbis by Eichel. Ein li yelo Neshech by Kesef v'ribis by Eichel. And according to Rashi, it is very good to understand the Shakla V'Talya of the Gemara that be'etzim there are two Isurim by Ribis. Is an Isser of being Mechasa de Loive, and that Isser is mentioned by Kesef. And by Eichel, it is mentioned the Isser of Tarbis, of being Nisrabe Mamoine Shal Malve. Ein li ele Neshech be Kesef, ve Ribis ba Eichel. Neshech ba'oichel minayin. How do we know that by oichel there's also an iser neshech? Talmud loymar neshech oichel. So let us see Rashi. Ein li shi ya'iver ela alav shel neshech es kaspecho leisitin loy b'neshech. That's alav. Bekesef, it says, "Es kaspecho leisitin loy b'neshech." So speak about kesef. Avos kesef, ba'alav shel ribis, ba'oichel, minayin shu oiver al havos peiris, af mishum lav d'neshech. That even though the pasuk says, "Es kaspecho leisitin loy b'neshech," but the leisitin loy b'neshech is also applicable by havos peiris. Talmud loymar neshech oichel. So zot Rashi. Talmud loymar. Now this is a different pasuk that is speaking about the avera of the loyve. Leisashech laochicha neshech oichel. Umikro ze beloive nemal. Mide loiksiv loisishoich leochicha. It says loisashich. So loisashich means you should not make the malve anoishich. Varishoin nemal bemalve, dersiv leel minei, altikach meitoi neshech betarbis. So Mamela, that posik is speaking about the malve. Umiyo shamet mino miho the shayech loshin neshech boichel. But since we see by the loive that there's an iser of neshech by oichel, so memele by the malve that it says es kaspecho leisitein loy b'neshech. So from the loiva I see that the issa of neshech is not only applicable by kesef, it's also applicable by oichel. So I say even though the posik by the malve mentioned kesef, but I say, who adin oichel? Because I see by oichel, there is also a concept of neshech oichel. That I see by the loive. So from this Rashi, it would seem, and this is what how the Maram says, pshat in Rashi, that means this is a gilui milse ba'alme, that the iser neshech is applicable by oichel also. Even though this posik is speaking about the loive, but that's irrelevant. That if we'd only say the posik by the malvis, kaspach aleisita loive neshech, so I would say the lav of neshech is only applicable by kesef. But since I see by the loive that there's a love of Neshech by Eichel. So this is a Gilui Milsa that by Eichel, this also applies a Issa of Neshech by Eichel. So Memele, even though by the Malva says it's Kaspacha, is Huadin, love Davka only by Kesef, Huadin by Eichel. Now the Gemara says further, Ribis bekesef minay. How do you know ribis bekesef? Now the posuk by the malve said ribis by oichel. V'marbis loisite noch lecho. Ribis bekesef minay. Now here we don't have any posuk that mentions ribis by kesef. By the malve it says, by the loive it says, loisashech lochicho neshech kesef neshech oichel. So here I don't have any posik that tells us that the issa of ribis applies by kesef. Ribis be kesef minay. Talmud loimar neshech kesef. The pasuk says leisashich leochicha neshech kesef. Im einoi inyan leneshech kesef, sherei kvar nemar leisashich leochicha, tneyu inyan leribis kesef. So now the pasuk by the loyve says leisashich leochicha Neshech kesef, neshech oichel. Now, if it would not say the two words neshech, it would say loisashech lochicha kesef v'oichel. So I would know there's an iser neshech by oichel, because it says loisashech lochicha oichel. So now it says neshech oichel, so neshech oichel is miyuter. I don't need neshech oichel to tell me there's iser neshech by oichel, because it says leisashech lochicha oichel, so kochoch the neshech oichel imein inyan le neshech oichel tnei inyan le ribis oichel. Let's see Rashi. Ribis bekesef minayim sheiver af belav sheni shel ribis, that the malve is oiver a second. It says as kaspacha leisita loy beneshech. There's a lav if he by kesef of neshech. How do you know by kesef there's also an issa of ribis? There's also issa of ribis by kesef. Talmud loimar beloive, by the loive it says neshech kesef. Im einei inyan legufoy. Now by the loiva, I don't need a posik to tell me there's an isel neshech by kesef. Lechayvoy alav shel neshech. By the loiva, shrek var nemar b'roisha mikro loisashech. It says loisashech. Ubesoifin emar kodover sheyishach. So this neshech kesef is meyutel. To tell me there's an iser of neshech by kesef, I don't need the neshech kesef. It says leisashech lochicha kesef. So this word neshech kesef, tneyu inyan leribis kesef. So now the neshech kesef is meyutel. So the neshech kesef is coming to tell us ribis kesef. Vahashte de shaminon miloisashech bein kesef bein oichel. That means that Rashi is still talking about the loive. We're speaking about the loive now. It says loisashech lochicha neshech kesef neshech oichel. Now, beside, if we would not have these two words neshech, I know neshech kesef and neshech oichel from the word loisashech. I know from the word leisashich. The shemina mi leisashich, bein kesef, bein oichel. Iyatru tarvayu, now the two words, neshech kesef, v'neshech oichel. lachayev es haloive alav shal ribis al shneim. So now I know that the loive, it says twice, and neshach kesef neshach oichel, which is meyuto. So I know by the loive is over two lave, one lav of neshach and kesef, and neshach and oichel, and one lav on ribis and kesef and ribis and oichel. Yeah. Eili ela v'loive. Now, by the loive, I know neshech, neshech kesef, neshech oichel, ribis kesef, ribis oichel. Eili ela v'loive b'malve minayin. How do we know by the malve? Nemar neshech v'loive, v'nemar neshech b'malve. Ma neshech ha'omer b'loive loichelakta boi, bein bekesef, bein ba'oichel, bein b'neshech, bein b'ribis. Just like by the loive, I know this two laven of neshech in ribis, bein ba'oichel and bein bekesef. Af neshech ha'omer b'malve, loichach lekoi bein bekesef, bein ba'oichel, bein b'neshech, bein beribis. So the way we're learning according to Rashi, when the sugya started off, there was one shaila: How do I know neshech by oichel? And that the Gemara did not bring at all a gzeira shove, and Rashi said, Miha, shamet mino, miha de shaykh loshen neshech boichel. This I don't need a gzeirish of it. I have a pashta dekra that tells me there's an isel neshech by oichel. So I say, when the lab said by the malves, kaspacha leisitan loy beneshech, this lab also includes oichel, because I see this shaykh and isel neshech by oichel. So this I knew, mepashta dikra. This I see that the iser of neshech is applicable by oichel also. Now the other thing, it doesn't say any other place ribis bekesef. So this I have to learn imena inyan by loive, and then I have a gzereshove from loive to malve. Yeah. There's a Marsha's Kasha that why didn't the Gemara say the same thing the other way around? It says that there's the ribis, it says ribis oichel by the malve. So from that I should know that by the loive it also passed an issa ribis by oichel. Without the neshech, that's the Marsha's kasha. Perhaps it could be according to Rashi, it's nishkefelach. The first pasuk is a beferish lab as kaspacha loisitin loy beneshech. So this lab I'm clearing is by kaspacha. Is this kaspacha miyuchet only on kesef or who adin an oichel? So I say since I see by oichel. This also an Isser Neshech. So I say, as Kaspacha Leisitan Leibin Neshech includes Oichel also, because I see by Oichel passed an Isser Neshech. So this love of Leisitan Leibin Neshech is also going on Oichel. Now, but by Leive, it doesn't say any love of Ribis. So I can't say there would be a to be a posik on ribis, I can say it's not only going on kesef, it's going on oichel also. But here there doesn't have any posik beferish on ribis, so that's why we have to learn the main inyan by loive, and then we have the gzeirishove to tell me ribis kesef. Yeah. That is a baraisa. Ainli shay was na lavam in bekes a beichel al aloy ve wul na degzeir shav in nashach nashach. Ravina Omar, Ravina says that by the malve I don't need the gzeir shav at all. Loi nashach ba oichel ve loi ribis bekes av tzrichi kroi. Why? So he says, let's see the pasuk. By the malve. If it would have said, so it mentioned the Isa Nesher by Kesef. It says, an Isa Marbis by Oichel Kidakamrit. So then you have a problem. It says, an Isa Nesher by Kesef. An Isa Marbis by Oichel. So then you have a shayla, how do you know that this is a Marbis by Kesef? There's an Isa Neshech by Oichel. Then you have problems. Abahashta dechsiv, es kaspecha loisitin loi beneshech uve Marbis loisitin ochlecho. So we have Neshech and Marbis one next to the other. So from this posik alone, I could learn that Sai by Kesef and Sai by Oichel is applicable the love of Neshech and Tarbis, the love of Neshech and Tarbis. Kri Beyochi, as Kaspacha Leisitan Lei Ben Neshech Uve Marbis. Go straight, you don't have to put a comma after Neshech, you can go straight. As Kaspacha Leisitan Lei Ben Neshech Uve Marbis. Then I could learn b'nesh u'b'neshech u'b'marbis le'sitei nechlech. So Ravina said, we don't need this gzeirish of at all. By malva alone, it says b'feirish, sai by kesef, sai by oichel, there's an issa of neshech u'marbis. I know this two lavin, sai by kesef and sai by oichel. In fact, the Gemara, that's very nice, but for her Tane, nemar koma. The Tane, you're saying a shtik teure, the Posik, you can figure it out. But the Baraisa said the Makoyer, that I know by Malve, that Neshech and Tarbis applies by Eichel, and Kesef, the Tana says, we learn it out from Exeri Shoveh. But Tana, Nema Koma. And for the Ravina, Hochi Koma. Ilu Loi Nema Kro. That means, if I wouldn't have this Beferish Drash by the Malve Gufe, Hoyisi Yoim Exeri Shoveh. I could learn it out from the Exeri Shoveh. That means the Bereis is only telling us, I have a backup with a Gzeireshove, but Bemison, I don't need a Gzeireshove, because I can learn out from the Pasuk by Malve Gufim that there's two Lavin by Kesef, Neshech and Malbis, and there's two Lavin by Eichel, Neshech and Malbis. But now that I have this posix, I don't need the Gzeir Shoveh. That means the first posix, the posix by the Malve, is only teaching us that the two Lavin of Neshech and Tarbis apply by Kesef and Eichel. How do you know if there's a ribis of another mean, not Kesef and Eichel? How do you know this? So by the loiv it says kol dovar ashayishach, that is a ribis by everything besides Kesef and Eichel. Avonim the leikosav b'malve. So now that there's an isa ribis by other commodities besides Kesef and Eichel that I learned from Kol Dovar Ashayishach. Let us see Rashi. Ravina Oma Loineshech Boichel Voleribis Bekesef Tzrichi Kroi Limigma Bimalva Minaloiva. It is not necessary a limud, a gzeirishove, to learn out Bimalva Minaloiva that there are two laven by Kesef and by Oichel of Neshech and Tarbis. The Begufa Ksivi. In the Pasuk of Malva alone, it says these two Isurim apply by Kesef and Oichel. In the Meforish Fasel, if it would not say Neshech and Malvis together, then you'd be right. Neshech Koya Kesef and Malvis Oichel. But now that it says it's Kasmos Itam Neshech Uve Marbis, so the Neshech Marbis are going on Kesef and Oich. Frag the Gemore, Votane, Nemar, Nemar, Koma, Mizere Shoven Afkele, Vaheichi, Polik, Amoira, Atane, Vomar, Demigufo, Yalef, Ochi Koma, so Rabbinde said, Ochi Koma, Tane, Iluloi, Nemar, Kro, if the Pasuk would not have been written this way we can say that the Neshech and Marbis is going on both of them. I don't need the Gzeir Shove for this. And the Gemara says, I need the Gzeir Shove for Dovah Asher Yishach. This is very understandable if we learn according to Rashi that there's two sugi isurim. There's an isur to be noishach, there's an isur to be noishach from the loive, there's an isur that it should be nisrabe itzel hamalve. Now the Gemara Shailing might be by one it's only an isur of neshicha, by another mean there's an isur of ribu. So the whole sugi is very good. And there's two laven lemaise, because in every havo, I'm doing two things. I'm being noishin from the loiva, being marbe by the malva. According to Taisus, we learned yesterday, Taisus says, really he could have said twice neshech. He could have said, Taisus says, v'taym lo mashina v'loshin lichtev kaspach leisitim v'neshech v'neshech leisitim achlecho. Taisus says, why? So Taisus says, "Shem kima shutzlich shnei lavim uche de kol lichtoy v'loshem mishuna shu noa yaisa." Taisus learns there's no two isurim; it's two lavim. So everything would say neshech. I mean, there's two lavim. There's kas musitam v'neshech leisita nachlecha. I mean, the Teus Chaim asks on Taisus so. Von sich allein, I could say it's, es kas mo sitlen b'neshech, oh, there's two laven. He says, this whole concept is only understandable according to Rashi. There's an issa of neshiche, there's an issa of reviye, so the Gemara says, kas mo sitlen b'neshech, uve marbis. By kesem, there's an issa of neshiche. But to say there's two laven, es kas mo sitlen b'neshech, oh, there's two laven, es kas mo sitlen b'neshech. According to Taisus, Neshech ba'oichel minayin. The Gemara said Neshech ba'oichel minayin. The Gemara, the word, and the pasuk is Kaspar leisitan loy b'neshech, over marbis leisitan achlech. Only elo Neshech b'kesef, v'ribis ba'oichel. Neshech ba'oichel minayin. How do you know Neshech ba'oichel? Now, this is the pasuk by the Malve speaks about Kesef and speaks about Oichel. So, Ein li ela neshech bekesef ribis ba'oichel. Then the Gemara. So now I really have to know ribis bekesef and neshech ba'oichel, right? So the pasuk says neshech by Kesef by the Malve, ribis by Oichel. So now I want to know if both these surim are applicable. So you should really start from the beginning of the pasuk. The Gemara starts off by the end of the pasuk. Neshech ba'oichel minayin. Tavaloima Neshech Oichel. You should go back to his Kasmu Sitlai Beneshech. So Moshe said, Ainli Ela Neshech Bekesef, Ribis Bekesef Minam. She started from the beginning of the posting. The Gemara goes to the end of the posting and then says, how do I know Neshech Boichel? Go back to the beginning of the posting. So according to Rashi, it's more really good. Because before we go to Limudim, the Gemara wants to say, Pashta Dikro, I know that Neshech passed by Oichel. So the Gemara says, without Limudim, this I can figure out. Shamin me no tishach loshen neshach boichel. So that's why the Gemara said what's poshen. According to Toisvis, everything is limudim. There's no pastazah, isarazah, isar, everything is limudim. So vim toim etchil avol el midrash ribis bekeseh. You should heard of start of ribis bekeseh. The mapik lo min neshach keseh vakosav bereshim. So start off from the beginning of the post. Why go to the end of the post and the beginning of the post? That's why he said, but according to Taisus, I learned everything from Exeira Shabbat. Taisus doesn't learn like Rashi. Now let's see the next Taisus. Now we're talking about the loiva. Shekvar nema loisashech. Perish. Afilu loiksi loikosef would only have said, Elo loisashech lo ochicho kesef oichel, would say loisashech kesef oichel, have yedinin neshech bekesef oichel. So from loisashech kesef oichel, I know neshech kesef neshech oichel. So the two neshechs are meyuta. Now Taisa says further, V'ikosav loisashech le'ochicho neshech kesef oichel, avi yedini nami ribis kesef oichel. Because the neshech, just like a sashech, is going on both, the neshech is also going on both, neshech kesef oichel. So memele from loisashech, I know neshech kesef oichel. From neshech kesef oichel, I know ribis kesef oichel. So now I have two extra neshechs, Taisva says. I have neshech oichel, I have neshech called avashe yishach. So Taisva says, the neshech oichel, osi l'gzei rishove, nitzmamish mufte, the neshech kol dover osi luk mi neshech b'malve b'meine inye l'loive v'avag zei reshove mufne mishnei tzodem. So Taisvis learns that fakel from leisashech I know neshech kesef oichel, from neshech I know ribis kesef oichel. So you have two extra neshechs and both of them are mufne. And so one is going on the labor, one is going manin for the labor, it's going on the mouth, and they learn how to say the show. I know the comma besomach maloive loichilakto. Da keil kosu beloive, because by everything it says by the labor. Vechikoma neshech boichel minayin tamud loima neshech oichel. Lav mi neshech mapik. You don't need neshech oichel for neshech moichel. Ela moichel greide. The koye loisashech. Because neshech oichel no for loisashech oichel. Vachi koyma tamo loima neshech oichel beloivem begzeh reshove mapik leibe malvo. Okay. Now, v'im toima kiven dechsiv kodovo. Afilu l'rabbeis eitzim ba'avonim. So now Taisvis has a big problem. So it says kol davar sheyishach. So l'chayre, so the kesef and oichel is miyuter. I mean, I know there's a din ribis by everything. In kein kesef oichel lomoli, I know there's a ribis by everything. V'yeshloima lemidrish klal uprat uklal. So Taisva says, I darshan klal prat uklal. Loisashich klal. כסף איכל פרט, כל דובו חוסר וקולו. מה הפרט מפרש דובר המטלטל בגוף האמומי? יוצאו קרקויס שאין מטלטלן, ויוצא פוחס משווה פרוטה שאין אמומי. Now, before we go further, Taisvis is going to tell us a mouthful. Now, Taisvis being a raya, a kasha, but let's just say what Taisvis is machadish now. Taisvis was machadish that even though it says kol dover asher yishoch, there are two things which there's no din ribis mina teire, and that's karkois. And that's also poches mishava prute she'enai momen. Poches mishava prute she'enai momen. Now, kan shoyel aben, a dover metaltu is very good. Kesef, oichel, is a dover metaltu. So that's very good. So we mamayet karke. Poches mishava prute, it's Kan Shaila Ben, how are you, Mamaych, Pachish Mishava Buddha? It says, Oichel. No, an Oichel doesn't have to be worth a Shava Buddha. How are you, Mamaych, Pachish Mishava Buddha? So I wanted to say, could be this Araya to this, could be this Stira to this, but I wanted to say it could be that from Kesef with Mamaych, Pachish Mishava Buddha, in money, if the ribis is being paid in money, so you need kesef. Pachas b'shavaput is not called kesef. If you're paying in oichel, so an oichel taka doesn't need it. If you pay with oichel, not with money, so then an oichel has a chshibis. So then could be pachas b'shavaput is also good. That's true. It has to be an oichel. But from oichel, we mamayit karke. Oichel is a dover, a metaltal, so from kesef, we mamayit a pachas b'shavaput. It has to be kesef. For moichel, you're mamayit a dover, you need a dover metaltal. Could be an oichel as a shibis, even though it's a pochas mishava pute. I mean, there is such a concept by kesef a kelim lishmer, that a keli has a shibis, even though it's a pochas mishava pute. So it could be an oichel pochas mishava pute is good, but money pochas mishava pute, there's no isa ribis, and by karke, there's no one is a ribis. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus was machadish. The Gemara doesn't mention this. But Taisus says, Taisus had a problem. Kesef and Oichel is miyuta. It comes to be mamayit karke and poches mishavaput. V'chein mashme perik nara. Now Taisus says, you think I'm telling you murder kechidushim. If you learn ksubis, you'll see. It's a Gemara ksubis. Diktoni Rabbi Yehuda Oymar Eine Chayev Atshe Yiskel. Now the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about Moitzi Shemra. By Moitzi Shemra it says V'somlo Alilis Dvorim. It was Moitzi Shemra that his wife was Mazana when she was in Arusa. So it is speaking about over there, the story is not only Lematosi Psulim. He's also saying that she was Mazana, and he has two Edim that are saying Edis that she was Mazana. That's the Parsha of Meitzi Shemra. Later the Mazim, later, but the Parsha has a whole scenario. He brought two Edim that said they saw that she was Mazana when she was on Arus. He wants to kill her. Fine. So the Gemara says that these two Edim, he has to hire. In order for the whole parsha of Moitzi Shemra, that is Chayv Knas and Malkus, he has to hire these two Edom. That means if these two Edom would offer their services for free, there wouldn't be a parsha of Moitzi Shemra. He has to hire them. Fine. How do we know he has to hire them? So the Gemara says, Agzeira Shava. It says, V'som lo alilis dvorim. That says V'som. Loise Simon Olav Neshech, which is also a Loshen Simon. So just like Loise Simon Olav Neshech, it's with Mammon. So Memele, Vesomla Alilas Bom is also with Mammon. He has to hire David. Now let's go further. דקטוני רב יהודה אומר, אין אי חייב עד שיזכר דאוס יסימה סימה. ולא נעד סימה סימה. פיין, גבלתק. בואי רב ירמיאס, רב ירמיאס כלר דשיילס, צוחם בקרקע מהו. What'll be the din if he hired the Adam with Karkim? What if he hired the Adam with Pochus Mishova Pruta? So out of nowhere, Rabbi Yirmiyah clears the Shaila. What if he hired them with Karkim? What if he hired them with Pochus Mishova Pruta? It's Kanserba. What's the Shaila? What is the Shaila? So Taisa says, oh, the way I said is Meredik the Shaila. I was just Machadish, that there's a meat of ribis by Kark and Pochus Mishova Prutin. So that was the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Sima, we learn out that you had, that some lilis the Bama Sima Lol of Neshech, that just like by Neshech it's with Maman, but in Hilchis ribis, the Neshech has to be not Kark. Has to be a Shava Pruta. So do we learn out, does it have to be exactly the way the Issa Ribbis is? So it sounds just like there's no Issa Ribbis by Karkem. So there won't be an Issa Schiras Eidim by Karkem. Adam Shanein, I learn out, it has to be with, just like over there in its moment. But the nitty gritty is of Hilchas Ribbis, the protistic halach is that by Ribbis, it's a Ribbis Bekarka and Ribbis Pachim Sheva Prute. That I don't learn out. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shaila. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara's Amoyerdik and Gemara, that we see Klal, that by Ribbis, there's no Ribbis, it's a Ribbis Bekarka. No, it's a Ribbis Bekarka Sheva Prute. Or else, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shaila? V'yishayich ribis v'karkai pochus m'shava pruta. My boy, elavadai potter, raya to me. There's a gzere shav, there's a m'klal prata klal. A boy, given the gomar m'ribis, malolam potter, afkam potter. I don't malay. Maybe you don't need the protistike hilchus ribis by maitzi shemra. Chayitz, a shayil, if you say doi mino, fine. So Abotaisvis just was Machadish, there's no din ribis by Kark. Fatoisvis, Natoisvis got stuck. Ohoda Oma Beelchen, Kabibote Orichaime, Ribis Gemurehi Batoiro Hitiro. Now this is a Mordeke Gemore in Elchen. The Gemara says the parsha of Botei Orechayme is a meredik interesting parsha. What's the parsha of Botei Orechayme? Reuven had a house, and he sold it to Shimon. He sold it to Shimon. So the din is that the first year, Reuven has a opportunity. He wants he can give back the money to Shimon, and Shimon gives back the karka. Gives back the house to Reuven. Now, Chazal saw in this parsha Mordek HaChidush. Now, we have to understand, if Reuven sold the house to Shimon, what is Pshat that Reuven can give back the money and he gets back the house? If it's sold, it's sold. I mean, what kind of mice is this? That Reuven can force Shimon to take back his money, and you give back the house. If it's sold, b'chlut, it's sold, so what kind of basic? So our kolchoch pshat is, that if Reuven wants to give back the money, so then we say the money was a halvo. It wasn't a mekech ememke. Then it was a halvo. That means, is it a mekech ememke or a halvo is dependent. If he gives him back the money in the year, so we say the money was a halvo. That means you gave me, and the house was never sold. The house was never sold. That's like he give you back the money. If I don't give you back the money in a year, then it's a mekach emek. Fine. That's parsha number one. That's how you can understand. You can force him to take back the money because then it was a halva. Like the Gemara say bezoi, I'll kolcho if I can force him. So it's not a mekach emek.
Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So if it's a halva, so now the Gemara scratches their head and says, oh, it's a medical problem. So let's see what happened. Reuven sold the house to Shimon for $100,000. Fine. Shimon is living there 5 months. Fine. Now Reuven comes back to Shimon, you know, here's $100,000. Halva, fine. Good. He gives him $100,000. Gives him back the house. It's gone, Shoyal HaBen. But Shimon was living in the house for 5 months. You know how much that's worth? That's worth money to live in a house for free for 5 months. So, what's shot in this? That's Rippus. If it's a halva, so this is Rippus. So that means that Shimon, now let's say it, Kirocha Bitraktana. So Shimon lent Reuven $100,000, and because money doesn't pay him up, he has a right to live at the house for free. So Shimon lent $100,000, got back after 5 months $100,000, plus 5 months of free dire. Zok the Gemore, yes. Ribis Gemuri Batoire Tiros. That's the Chiddush. If you learn Pashas Batoire Chayme, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Torah was matter this Ribis. Frag Toisves, so now Toisves says, I just was Machadish Ashtik Toire. I just was machadish ashtik teure, that what, that by kalke there's no ribis. So, the Gemara shaklich shver. What's pshat in the Gemara? That is the problem. Yeah. Bohod, om a berch, and gabi boti yorichoim, ribis gmuri va teure itirom. Hosom hilve mois ala kalke. Aval kalke be kalke, efshod de shori minatayr. So Taisva says, now Taisva puts a little, like we said before, there's no ribbis by karke. That means halvos karke in ribbis karke. Then there's amir. If you have everything, halvos karke and ribbis karke, then that's mutter. Efshir de shori min atayra. That's by chiddush. But halvos kesef and ribbis karke, that is awesome in Atayr. So now, Taisvi said you need, yeah, that's number one. Fine. Okay, so Taisvi says the meat is, havos kalke beribis kalke. Zutra bekeveika. So, chayre, good. Let's only think about Taisvi. That's what Taisvi says. So now we have two meatim. We have a meat of Kalke, we have a miut of pachas mishava pruta. So, Rabbi Kevega, so if we will learn, we learn out these two things from the sklal prata klal. So, lachayre, the miut of pachas mishava pruta means halvos pachas mishava pruta and ribis pachas mishava pruta. That means, let's say, he lent them a half a pruta, and nice, pay me back all pruta. So it's halvos pachas mishava pruta, ribis pachas mishava pruta. But so then that's dumye the karke. But if we will have halvos pruta and ribis pachas mishava pruta, so we should be consistent. So there should be an issa ribis. Just like Taisa said by karke, avos kesef, and ribis karke, Taisa says that's also in the Torah. The miut of karke means the whole thing has to be karke. The whole thing has to be karke. So the avos has to be karke, the ribis has to be karke. So Rabbi Kevega says, so according to this logic, however we'll learn the limud, but it has to be the meat is that the side the halva inside the ribis both have to be kalke. So if there's a meat by pachas mishava pruta, so the meat should also be understood in that oifen. Halva pachas mishava pruta and ribis pachas mishava pruta. Then it should be a meat. But if you have halva pruta and ribis pachas mishava pruta, it should be also, and Taisus and Ksubis says klal not like that. Taisus and Ksubis says klal that avos plute and ribis pachas mishava plute is mutter. That's Rabbi Kibayge Zakashe, and he buys by its orchid. That's Rabbi Kibayge Zakashe. Perhaps the lotion of Toisvis in Ksubis is very interesting. When Toisvis in Ksubis says the same thing, what our Toisvis says, but Toisvis in Ksubis says, Ein ribis bekalke, that's what Taisus says, ubalvos kesef v'ribis kalke, hosem choshev ribis. Now, the lotion of Taisus is very interesting. Taisus says, ein ribis bekalke, but halvos kesef v'ribis kalke, choshev ribis. Taisus would seem it's not a psaxeris hakos. Ein ribis bekalke means avos kalke and ribis kalke. But avos kesef v'ribis kalke choshev ribis. So I thought perhaps we could say pshat in Taisus, that Taisus means to say as follows. The meat of ein ribis bekalke is not it's a psaxeris hakos of ein ribis bekalke. Now, pshat is like this. If I lend, well, let's talk about ribis bekalke. I'm giving you a kalke, lend you a kalke. You should pay me back two kalkois. Now, between you and me, there's a klal, ein nov. Maybe the two kalkois that you're giving me back is worth the same as the one kalke I lent you. This is a din, ein nov, the kalkois. The shuma of kalke is not... It's a dream, dvarim shetzrichim shume. The ribis is not nicker. It's not nicker. That means, yeah, if you'll be in real estate and you'll shut up, because, oh, he gave back more. But it's a ribis she'enay nicker. The ribis of karkas ain't nicker. That means, because I lent you one karka in Manhattan, you can keep that, you can give me two karkois in Woodridge, it's not muchach that you're giving me ribis. That's the meat. The meat is ein ribis bekal. It's not nikevach. The Torah said the ribis has to be that a person with the naked eye you see the ribis. The naked eye you see the ribis. So memele, that's the din ein ribis bekalke. Because if he lent one kak and gave back two kakois, with the naked eye you don't see the ribis. If I lend you money, and you have to give me back the money and the karke, then you don't have to be a real estate expert. The yizicha see the ribis. The miut of ein ribis bekarke, Taisus, I mean, the Losh of Taisus is meredic interesting. Taisus says, the ein ribis bek, it's not called, Taisus says there's no issa ribis. The ein ribis bekarke, ubarvos kesef ribis karke, choshev ribis, that's called ribis. This is not called ribis. So watch it, it's not called ribis, because it's not nicker that you're giving him more. If there's alvos karke and ribis karke, it's not nicker you're giving him more, so that's not called ribis. If I lend you money, giving back the money plus karke, so he's not giving me ribis. That's the same meat by Pachas Mishava Pruta. Pachas Mishava Pruta, it's not nicker the ribis you're giving me, because it's less than a Shava Pruta. So the miut, so there I don't have to lend you a pochus mishava prut. I feel like I lend you 100,000, you can give me back $100 plus a pochus mishava prut. So that's, it's also not nikir the ribis, but you give me back a pochus mishava prut. So could be the miut is one miut. The miut is take, you have to be a ribis hanikeres. So by karki, you don't have a ribis hanikeres because it's not nikya that two karkois are worth more than one. So that's not a ribis hanikeres. By a pochus mishava prut, it's also not a ribis hanikeres, it's a pochus mishava prut. So therefore, it splits take. By karki, it's only not a ribis hanikeres, there's avos karki and ribis karki. Then it's not a ribis hanikeres. By pochus mishava prut, it's irrelevant. I feel I lent a prut and giving back a prut and a pochus mishava prut. It's also called, it's not a ribis hanikeres.